Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Kelvin William, KelvinWillams. Date of service is 11/6/2025. Date of birth 4/22/1995. And date of service is 11/6/2025. The patient presents with a history of ongoing headaches, which are around 5, pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back are reported to be 9, pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 8. Overall, the pain is between 8 and 9, and the patient has ADL that are affected to the tune of 8. Radiation of pain is reported to the left arm, affecting all the fingers. Front and back of the arm is affected. All the fingers are affected. Motor weakness is reported. He has not dropped any phone or dinner plates, but he feels weak. 40% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 120 over 74, pulse 87, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit, 10/23/2025 for Kelvin William, dictation number 1026-006. Plan is as follows. After reviewing the maps and previous labs, patient is found to be in compliance and is being provided with the following medications. Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect with food. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Aloe Vera 50 mg at night for GAD disorder sleep. Fear research are provided for headaches and lidoprovidement for topical pain relief. Patient is referred for chiropractic care like acupuncture for further relief. An MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine is ordered without contrast. Narco 10 over 325, one pill a day for 15 days is ordered for pain relief. Other than that, patient is stable. The patient was able to get the MRI done and they are as follows. The MRIs are performed at Premier MRI and date is October 16, 2024. This report, patient has no significant abnormalities. The MRI for lumbar spine describes no medical issues. And this was done in October 16, 2024. While cervical spine has no bulging or herniated disc, only at C5-6 there is a foramen stenosis due to a bony foramen stenosis at C6-7. Hence, I decided to order a new MRI for the patient to study why the patient is having extreme pain even now. He is referred for chiropractic treatment, laser, acupuncture for further help. Patient has had the injury almost more than a year ago. Most of the physical therapy is already done and it will be reviewed after the MRIs are done to find a further progress for treatment.